Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you guys, just one more song. This one is my song. I like the song, so they didn't sing it. So I'd like us to enjoy it together. Praise God. Spirit up, but at the same time it brings tears to my eyes. Tells you who you are. Doesn't matter what you see, doesn't matter anything. God knows where you are. He knows where you will be. He's put you for a reason. Praise the Lord. So that's one thing that we should always keep in mind in whatever we're doing. We're here for a reason. Praise the Lord. So thank you one more time for that. You know, it's glad to see everybody here. This past few days, it's been a period of celebrations, you know, parties, people seeing each other. So I'm glad everybody showed up because I know people were involved in a lot of things. And last few days, I'm happy and impressed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So today, my topic is a little different. You know, I think we get messages of inspiration, admonition, you know, all those spiritual deep messages. But I typically like to, because what we are called here is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, right? But the fact also is that this is not 2,000 years ago, right? It's not even 1950. And not even 2,000, because, you know, some of the young ones, which I missed, I wanted to the younger ones to actually stay, you know, like my daughter's ages. But, you know, they have their own session, so that is great. They can go, but the parents are here, so be sure. Yeah, if they can be here, that would be great, yes. You know, because I think they can also benefit from this message. Praise God. So it's not even 2,000, right? If you were around in, you know, they went around in 2000, some of them. So, but over the years, there's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of changes in the world, you know, especially for those of us in the Western culture here. If you go to Nigeria also, we went to Nigeria earlier this year, and, you know, you could see things changing. So it's good for us to recognize that and at the same time be prepared, because there will be more changes. And the key thing, the key of this message really is changes come and we have to be ready for it. It doesn't mean the world is ending. You know, I recall one of the messages, and, you know, matter of fact, I recall back in the 90s, right, in school and high school and all this, you know, we felt like tomorrow is D-Day, but we're here, right? No man knows when the Lord will come. All is vanity, but guess what? God has put us here for a purpose, and we keep marching on. We don't think about, tomorrow is you know, you're not going to sleep in your bed and say, we have to march on. So with that, we have to be prepared. We have to know the changes that are happening in the world and how to encounter it, how to walk around it, how to not let it change our beliefs, our faith. There's been a lot of changes, and more changes will happen. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there. And guess what? We're not reverting back. So what that means is that we have to be prepared. So with that said, the topic really I want to talk on today is our Christian walking in this new AI age. Yes, in this new age, because guess what? It is something that is coming. If some of us have been paying attention, you know, in what is going on, there's a push. There's a lot of developments in artificial intelligence, and it's going to affect all of us here. And it is affecting us even in one way or the other, but especially it will affect all the young ones here, their 20s, those finishing in school, in all kinds of every field out there. It will affect those of us in our jobs. There's artificial intelligence that will make a difference. There is the good, there is the bad. There's a lot of concern out there, right, in how this is being administered, right? Who has charge over it? Who's, you know, and there's this new variant coming out now called artificial general intelligence, which is what is actually intelligence that will beat, no matter how smart you are, it will beat you, right? That's what they're headed. So it's good for the church to be prepared. Technology is changing at a very rapid pace. You know, I think there's this quote there or something they're saying out there that in the 50s, it took like 100 years for things to change. You know, now in the early 2000s, it took 25 years or something like that. Now things are changing. And next year, things are moving so fast, rapidly. So there will be a lot of things that will affect us. So today, my anchor for the message is in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. So I'll probably, as we go through, I'll probably speak a few verses just to support, because what it is the Bible is like our dictionary. And it reinforces how we should walk in the Christian, in the path of Jesus. That's really what it does. So we're going to jump on a few verses, but, you know, Says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. Do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's not a one-time thing, right? Renewing. We have to continually adjust, renew in the word of the Lord. At the same time, you're not being conformed to the world, but guess what? You have to understand what is going on in the world, because if you're not, then you'll be swept aside. You'll be confused, right? There's been, you know, go back to the 50s, even in the U.S. here, because of changes in technology, people have followed wrong teachers. People have followed people to, even in Africa right now, right? I was reading something not long ago where, I think it was in Kenya or something like that, a whole group of people followed some guy into the forest. And if some of you know what that story is, right? This was recent. Told them Endo was coming and pretty much either they starved to death or something like that, right? And the government is going after that. So both here in the States and even at home, you know, for those of us who are from, you know, various parts of the world, whether you're online or false messages are out there, false priests, false pastors, false. So if we are not ready, if we do not advise those behind us, we're not doing our duty. Praise the Lord. There's going to be more changes. Technological advancements is coming. Some of the ways that we see this thing in our lives, right? Our phones. Simple thing. Remember back in the days. Now, our phone is like, how many of us, you leave to go to wherever, to go see your friend. Oh, my phone. Run back. Go grab your phone. You go to bed, your phone is right next to you. You're looking at phone. Even some of us in church, right? I'm guilty, right? Pastor is talking. Yeah, you bring your phone. And sometimes I look, some people are in different pages they shouldn't even be. Like they're chatting, right? Or they're looking at pictures, you know, how fine people were last night and all that kind of stuff. In church, guess what? That's technology affecting us. You should be doing that. We miss key messages, key points that may impact our life. You know, nuggets that will make a change. And guess what? Also, our children see that. So there are changes that these things are causing in our life. You know, there was elections last 4 years ago, and there's been the fight. It's a real fight. Some of the stuff may look like theatrics or stuff like that, but it is real. There is information bombardment. You look at your phone, it picks up what you go to, and then they put things together. It's serious technology that is changing for our children. It links you to various things. It says, okay, this person likes something like this. Or even Netflix, simple thing as Netflix at home, right? It gives you suggestions. You think those are just random stuff? They are monitoring everything. And I'm not saying this in a, the reason I'm coming is we have to be aware. We have to, especially for our children, right? We have to know that these things have an impact. There are suggestions out there, the U.S. and everybody, yes, they are fighting to, you know, things like TikTok, right? There are reasons because those technologies, and I want the young ones to especially understand this, those technologies, the idea behind it is to guide and mold your thinking. Now, how does that affect you as a child of God? Guess what it does? As kids go to school, my kids tell me the challenges, the debates they see, you know. And I guess with stuff we've talked about, everybody's aware of it. But it is really real. You know, as people get more advanced in science, there's a challenge that comes about. What is real? Is this whole Bible thing, is it true? You know, why do I have this? Yeah, science. After all, this stuff can, you know, if I go to hospital, everything will be taken care of. If we don't bridge that gap and say, yes, there is an architect behind this. There is a guide towards it. All the knowledge man has came from a source. We're all tapped into that source. The Bible says God sends his rain on the wicked and on the righteous, right? So God has given us everything we need. He has given us everything we need. All man on earth, because we are offsprings from God. So that means the wisdom is out there. The knowledge is there. All what man is doing is not things for us to be afraid or put it down or say it's not of the devil. Knowledge doesn't, yes, there is perverse knowledge, but really the knowledge out there is God has given it to us. And as children of God, we should understand that and profess that and accept it. Now, God wants us to have wisdom in how we interpret this. Wisdom on how we manage it. Wisdom on how we guide the ones coming up, our offsprings, our brothers, our sisters. He wants us to have wisdom in that, in how we use the blessings he's given us. Praise the Lord. So with that said, I'll say the key, I have three or four key points I want to mention and related to the Bible, how we walk in Christ in this new AI generation. How we walk in Christ. First, it says embrace changes with wisdom, understanding, and discernment. Let's look at 1 Chronicles 12:32. Talks about, 2,000 years ago, or even think longer than that. And it says, of the children of Issachar, which were men, could be women, that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. So, and it gives the heads of them and all that. But it says what? The children of Issachar, right? They knew what? The times, understanding of the times. We have to understand the times. The Israelites, the Jews right now in Israel, there's all the turmoil going over there. But the Israelites are here. Everybody else is here. From back in the day. You think it's coincidence? It's not coincidence. Because they are wise. God has blessed all of us. Jesus came from the tribe of, from that side of the world and all that and all. But God has really blessed, I believe it, God has blessed me just like he blessed the Jewish nation. Now the question is, are you using that knowledge to advance yourself, to advance your community? But the Israelites were what? They were wise. They had a group in them. And it remembered that group. It highlighted them. The Bible really gives you, the whole idea is for you to learn how to walk in this life. So you follow and you read. At least we have the documentary. I always say amongst ourselves, my brothers, and when we talk, it's like one fault that our generation, our grandfathers, them, and we know there are excuses and all that, but passing down knowledge and some of these things. But at least we have this, right? You have to understand the times. Changing times. We have to, if we understand that, then guess what? You can be prepared. In the U.S. is also following the model. They understand a lot of things. They try to preempt. They try to be ready. That's how we should live our lives. You have to be ready for things that are coming. When you're watching, we see WhatsApp. WhatsApp right now is still in vogue. There's things are flying, boom, boom, boom. Everybody's on WhatsApp. I see people are forwarding. People forward stuff and they say, oh, the end is here. Oh, this is here. Oh, there's this thing. You can't believe everything you see on there. You cannot. Because a lot of those things are geared towards what? To manipulate you, to cause emotion from you, to make you think in a certain direction, to put fear in you a lot. Because fear sells. So they forward all these things and we believe some of them. Even in the Christian, even in our community, in our church, in the West, I just see some of the stuff. I'm like, I hope people spend the time to really understand that some of these things are just manipulative and you cannot assimilate and let it bring fear into you. We have to know that you have to know what is going on in these times we live in. Praise the Lord. Also pull up 1 John 4 verse 1, please. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. The false prophets, they know what is happening. They know they can change how we think. They can put little doubts here, question what we believe. I always believe I have no, if somebody wants to challenge me, or I have no issues debating and having a conversation. A lot of times I don't say that what I think is 100% perfect because I don't know. What I do is I go back and I look at God's word and I say, okay, does this fall in line with what God says? Right? If it doesn't edify you, if it doesn't lead you to the one true Lord that we have, you discount it. If it seeks to put fear into you, Bible always says in so many places, do not fear, right? Except the fear of the Lord. I discount it. But you have to understand. You have to be watchful. Ties to the topic for the day. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Continually. Technology, we shouldn't be afraid of it. We should use it in a positive way. Praise the Lord. The next point I want us to do go over is staying grounded in faith. You have to stay grounded. We have to teach. A lot of my belief really is most of us over 30, 40, you are kind of grounded a little bit. But if you adhere to what Romans 12 2 says, if you're continually renewed, you can transform a lot of things. But then we have the ones behind us. Those are the ones we need to put effort in. Don't just leave your child on the phone. It's easy and all those things for them to stay on iPad, and you know, that's a form of distraction. The parents can do what they need to do. But we have to make sure they are staying grounded in faith. I'll keep my sermon brief, but go to the website. Our brother this morning that gave, they did the review, he mentioned our website, Facebook, you know. That's technology there. Let's use it. The laws of messages on faith. Lots of messages that guide you in what faith is, what faith can do, what it means to stay grounded in faith. But let's look at Romans 8, 14 to 16. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the bondage, the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. On this, what is the Bible telling us? What comes to mind? Comes to mind that we have to stay grounded. We have to know what the Scripture says. We're not going to read it, but you look at 1 Corinthians, where it talks about the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. We have to stay committed to the word. Because if we understand those verses, if we practice them, if we have the true spirit and we let the fruits of the spirit manifest in us, we will have wisdom. We will have ever-growing, increasing faith. We have a message on the website, ever-growing faith. Your faith will continually grow. Encourage the young ones. A lot of them spend bundles of hours on YouTube and all those things. You know, once in a while, making an assignment to them. Hey, go and listen to this message here. Obviously, vet the message yourself, right? But let them listen to it. If they are taught a lot of topics on growing faith, strengthening your faith. Those are all key items that can help us overcome all the changes that are about to happen. Praise the Lord. Look at Colossians 1 verse 23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, where he is a minister. So really, I mean, it's worded differently, but the idea is that we stay grounded. you know, and really this message is for those of us in school. As you go to school, you're going to have challenges. And I know if you ask these young ones, are they experiencing it? Even at work, even in literature, you don't have to, just on your phone, right? You read certain things. Sometimes you go to the comments. People are questioning God. People are doing this. People are throwing challenges. There is sophisticated thinking out there. But it says staying grounded. Continue to stay grounded. No matter what you run into, stay grounded. Know that really the source of everything that we have here is from the Father. You know, man is going to have, there's going to be technological advancements. You're going to see, I mean, right now we went, me and my kids, you know, there are cars out there that will drive you from A to B. You plug in where you want to go and it will drive you, right? You know, I'm in Tempe a lot and you see so many vehicles, they are moving. Nobody's driving them, right? Those are things that are happening. There are companies right now that don't even need people. Amazon is doing it. They have robots. They are stocking their shelves, doing stuff. Computer programs right now, people don't even have to write it. They have people who are writing it. These are practical things. These are things that we need to be aware of. So imagine when a computer writes a program. Computer is writing what you read as human beings or what you see as human beings. I mean, think about it. There's going to be devoid of connection. That's why you see a lot of people who, because they're not staying in the Word of God, they're always addicted to their phone. There's a lot of mental health issues out there. You ask yourself, why? Because they are devoid of the true Spirit of God speaking to them, which comes by some of these changes that we see. Let that not be our portion in Jesus' name. Now you have all this, what do you do? How do we impact the people around us? Let our faith shine. Let others see the difference. Let's look at Matthew 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And it keeps on, you know, talking about let your light shine so you may glorify the Father, right? Let our light shine. Let our light, what is that? Your knowledge. You understand these things. And really, I'm just touching a little bit on this, but the key thing I want to bring is, because we don't talk about it a lot of times, I mean, because some of us are in different fields and all that. But I want you, when you go home, look up what artificial intelligence is. Look up what artificial general intelligence is. It's in your phones. It's in what you see daily. It's on the news you're listening to. It makes life easy for people. Now, there are positives about it, really, which, you know, as you deeper into it, you probably will see. It makes work easier, right? You have to be aware also, our young ones, they are smarter than us. I was talking to my sister the other day and she mentioned the schools over there, they're having to curtail children because some of those kids, they figured that they have homework, they don't have to do it. Guess who does it for them? Their computer. They go type the question there and the thing will spit out answer for them. But what does that do? If you let that continue, their brain becomes open air, right? Nothing in there. So as parents, we have to be aware of that. You know, you can't just sit back and, you know. So there are those things are out there. Let your faith shine. Let your light shine. Let your knowledge shine. Dig deep into the Word. So when you have discussions with friends, because friends will challenge you, what is this thing that you believe? Ask your parents. What does this mean? How does this relate? I heard this. I learned this. How does this jive with what I've been taught? And then us as parents, the knowledge you have those devotions in your house as much as you can. Life is a race here, right? Last week's message is all is vanity. All is vanity, but God has also taxed us with what? Shining. Being the top, not the bottom, right? So that means you wake up in the morning, you go, you hustle, you fight, you want to do good, you want to have blessings for your future generation. Because if you have those blessings, then yeah, they may have time more to even get into the world, and they don't have to be out there hustling. But then, with all that, you have to make the time to impact knowledge. That's all part of this, let your light shine. Because when it shines, then you can glorify, you can manifest the good works of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, these are all relevant things. Because sometimes we miss it, and we don't really apply the relevance of the different messages, the knowledge that was impacted onto us. We let it slide. We just listen to the message, we walk out, go home, and you know, everything, life continues as normal. But part of this, part of letting your light shine, letting your knowledge shine, is to put effort outside church. Outside when, you know, you're in the house of God. It means those times you take your Bible, do your devotion, do your research. Artificial intelligence, computers help you. These days, even as part of preparing for this message, I think of something and I look up online like, okay, which verse can help in this idea, right? Those are things, those are equipment, tools that God has given us. Before, in the Bible, they used to have footnotes, right? Keynotes. If you read in the Bible, you'll see keynotes here. They put a number next to it, and they give you a verse to go to. You can shotgun it even now with technology. So there are positives to it. Praise the Lord. Now, finally, we have to guard our hearts. Guard the information you let in. Guard what you see. Guard what you allow your children to see. Guard the knowledge they receive. Listen to the things they say. Don't just take anything for granted. You have to be conscious. Technology doesn't know what is good for you as a child of God. And I'm emphasizing on technology. We may think it's simple, but the key thing we need to remember is as revolution happens, whether it's in elections, whether it's in, you know, information we see, whether it's in health, 5 years from now, what we see will not be the same. There will be key changes. So we have to stay prepared. We have to guard our hearts. Look at Proverbs 4, verse 23. Proverbs, somebody there? Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are issues of life. Praise God. Keep your heart with all diligence, with all effort. I think last year or thereabouts, the pastor, he gave those messages, right? Discernment, and a whole bunch of them. Part of discernment is discerning, asking God for that spirit to understand things. Guard your heart. Look at also Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on thy own understanding. Praise God. Trust God with all, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Praise God. He will guide us. He will lead us. But then you can't trust on your own understanding. You have to come back to the world. You have to, if the equation comes up, talk to those who may have more knowledge. Share. Interact with your brethren. Discuss with them. Debate. Be open to debate. Right? Be open to debate. And then if you see, if you hear something that doesn't seem quite right, go look it up and then call your brother and say, hey, let's look this thing up. This thing may not be quite what you think it is. The whole essence is guiding all ourselves as things change in this world. And I speak it really because I am seeing some of the changes, and some of our children, it is of serious impact to them, and I want us to be aware of it. You know, some of the obvious ones I don't need to get into, but I think if we keep our eyes open, if we are watchful, we will stay ahead, and we won't have to backpedal to try to fix something. Praise God. Now, please, let's look at Revelations 12:7. What is the whole end game of this? You know, obviously, this morning we refreshed it. Fear God, right? Because that's really the whole duty, right? But let's look at Revelations also, because there are also blessings. 21, not 12. So that what we can overcome. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and God will be his, and he shall be God's son. That is what we're seeking. You're pursuing to overcome. All these different changes that we're seeing, we have to be on top of it. We want to stay on top. We don't want to be backpedaling. And then he will be our God. God is our God. And we are his sons and daughters. But we can't sit back, right? He doesn't want us to just lay in bed, or you have to put the effort. You have to walk in the light. You have to protect your heart. You have to let your light shine. You have to make an impact around you. You have to have that spirit of discernment. You have to have knowledge. You have to be well-rounded in all things. And with all that, you shall what? Overcome. And you shall inherit all things. I believe there was a message with this some time ago. I remember quite when. About overcoming. About inheriting all things through Christ. God wants us to be blessed here on earth. He wants us to shine. We're building our heavenly houses, but on the earth here as well, God wants us to overcome. In your jobs, in school, in all that, he wants us to shine. Because if we shine, then we can easily make an impact to those around us. They can say, hey, there's a reason really to watch this guy, because there is a difference in his life. Praise the Lord. So with that said, I want to keep this message short. And the key thing I want to pass down is, when you live here, do some more research on this. I'm still doing my research. So yeah, I may not have given you a whole full expose on the benefits and the dangers of artificial intelligence. But it is having an impact. There is debate. There are people who are actually sitting down and looking and saying, okay, there are pastors who are looking at it. There are organizations who are looking, how does this affect our Christian faith? How are the messages being put out there going to cause changes in the future? Because the truth being is that all of us are not, we don't, you know, it's the fact that people are not spending as much time as we should be in the Word of God. So we have to understand, we have to be prepared. Us that are here, you are prepared, you are aware of it, you can make a change. By God's grace, this message is being recorded online. You know, and in the future, someone who may also listen to it, it will bring cautiousness to them, like, hey, yeah, we talked about these things so a few years ago, a few months ago. These are things that actually are happening right now. And by staying grounded in God's word, by researching, by understanding my Bible, by listening to words of what Jesus said, I'm prepared. I'm not going to let doubt or any of these things come into my heart and change what I believe. I'm not going to let myself be suckered into where I now have, I'm devoid of connection to my fellow man. And things like, you know, mental health and all those things that come in now start affecting people. Because what? They are prepared. They have guarded their heart, and they shall inherit all things. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'd like to end this message. And I'll say, focus on Romans 12:2. Continually have your mind renewed. Do not be conformed to the world. Always prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And if you do that, you shall be an overcomer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The person, can you come up and...